getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time once again for Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back with another stack of polka records and about an hour of time to kill here. So let's see what we can do about that, shall we? Oh, yeah, got them stacked up. Looks like a fun batch of records and a beautiful day here in northern Minnesota. So let's get things rolling, shall we? Ah, yeah, beautiful day. If you don't mind the freeze warnings, which is colder than a frost warning. Frost is, you ain't get a little frost. Freeze warnings is your flowers and your vegetables are all going to die and fall off the vine. But anyway, we're used to it. Maybe we'll talk about the weather later. Maybe we won't. Some people just cry about it. A perfect segue into the Crybaby Polka. Joe Resitar in the orchestra.
Crybaby, cry. Crybaby, cry. Crybaby, cry. Crybaby, cry.
There you go, the Crybaby Polka, Joe Resitar and the orchestra, and we're rolling on another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us once again for another exciting show. Will he play all the records on the right speed? That's my goal every week. You bet. All right, Ray Budzilek and the orchestra over here on turntable number one. I always start the show with turntable number two. I mean, they're labeled logically. Number one is on the left. Number two is on the right. But I always start with number two. I think it's because I'm right-handed. Seems weird, but I think that's the deal. Anyway, Ray Budzilek and the orchestra. Here's Ice Cubes and Beer Polka.
Ice Cubes and Beer Part 2.
That we're married and settled down, we have five children running around. They like to holler, they like to cheer, they even sing our ice cubes and beer. We go out dancing Saturday night,
I order scotch and she starts to fight. She says, oh Johnny, why not be nice? Buy me some beer with lots of ice. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. She is my honey, I love her dear. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. Has gone by and we're getting old. She still drinks beer and she likes it cold. She don't like whiskey, she don't like wine. It's ice cubes and beer, oh, all of the time. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. She is my sweetheart, I love her dear. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer.
I was waiting for a trick ending on that one. Ray Bunchalik and the orchestra, ice cubes and beer. I should not have lunch before I do the show. I can't seem to talk. It's the peanut butter that did me in. Anyway, I noticed that's Ice Cubes and Beer Part 2. I do not seem to have Ray Budzilic in the orchestra doing Ice Cubes and Beer Part 1 anywhere in the piles of records, at least not that I recall or that I can find. In fact, I think a few years ago, I played that one, and I had specifically tried to seek out them doing a Part 1, and I couldn't find it, so I don't know what the deal is. Maybe it's a follow-up record to someone else's record. Ah, that would make sense. Ah, the Gil Steel Band is ready to go here. From Richmond, Minnesota, says so right on the record. Here's the Foolish Polka. The Gil Steel Band there, Foolish Polka. Didn't sound all that foolish to me. Sounded like a perfectly fine record. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another show. Happens every week about this time at this same place, station, or webcast, or cast pod thing, stream, whatever you happen to be listening to. You could be listening on a smart speaker. Huh? Who would have ever thought that was going to be a thing, huh? It's amazing. Anyway, you know, if you want to get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour, make a request or a dedication, or you have a comment or a question, all possible. You can call, leave a voice message, or text to area code 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. Or look us up on Facebook. Easy to find. It's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of that will get you in touch. It's almost as good as having the bat phone, you know. Anyway, what is... Johnny Pecan over here. It's the A-OK Polka. And I just read a news story this past week that OK is like the only word that's used in every language, and it's the most used word of all words. And I hope I phrased that right. It's the same in virtually every country, and it's the most used word of all words that people say. I think that's weird. Okay. But on this record, it's spelled A-O-K, not O-K-A-Y. So I don't think it counts as a word. But one way or the other, it's Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. Johnny Pecan and the orchestra, it's A-OK. That's the A-OK Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us again. I have the Plus 5 coming up here right after we talk about the World of Accordions Museum. And I take a moment to invite you to stop in, check them out. If one day you should find yourself lost and you say to yourself, "Where are we, honey?" And honey says, "We're in Superior, Wisconsin." Then you need to be able to, you need to be prepared to say, "Perfect, because that's where the World of Accordions Museum is." How's that for a setup, huh? Check them out, man. 1,400 accordions, concertinas on display in one place. I always just think of the weight, man, and the colors. Oh, it's amazing. They have the concert hall. They have the accordion technician and repair school. They have all sorts of events, educational materials, research stuff on the instruments, the music, the people. It's way cool, man. And any kind of musician, even if you don't dig old-time music, but you like music history, you want to check them out. And you can do it online right now, see some pictures of the some of the displays in the museum and whatnot, and plan ahead, maybe after all this virus stuff is over with or whatever. Check them out. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the internet, all right? worldofaccordions.org, that is the place. Here's the Plus 5 and the Old Timers Oberic. There you go, the plus five. Can't do the math without the rest of the equation. What plus five? I don't know. It's the Old Timers Oberic here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I think that's the first time we've ever played that particular selection on the show, which it still amazes me that I can come up with songs I haven't played on the show yet. We've been doing this show for almost 7 years now, every single week, and I'm still pulling out records. I'm like, oh, I don't think I've played this one. Whoopi John, ready to go. You always know it's going to be a good week when you pull a Whoopi John record. Here's the Poopsie Polka.
Cause she's kind of silly, and you can have Anne if you can. Or you can have Mary, cause she's so contrary, and Hazel I can't even stand. Now you can have Susie, cause she's such a floozy, and giggles all the time. But don't go near Tootsie and make any whoopsie, cause Tootsie is gonna be mine.
Tootsie, don't be so shy. I saw the twinkle in your eye. Tootsie, oh me, oh my. If I can't have you, I will die.
Yeah, the old Poopsie Polka there. Tell me, if you're old enough to remember that little voice, that little like little squeaky little kid voice there, does that not remind you of George Rock from Spike Jones and the City Slickers? Remember that? George sang, I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. No, my two front teeth. Oh, yeah. He sang, all I want for Christmas, my two front teeth. That was the big one, was Spike Jones and the City Slickers. George Rock was the lead trumpet player in Spike's band. And he did that silly little kid voice. And he was like a 300-pound dude, man. You would never expect that that voice would come out of his body. But anyway, it was pretty amazing stuff. But every time I hear that song, it reminds me of that. So there you go. Connecticut Stash up next. This is the Polka Jamboree.
Thank you.
Wow, that seems like it went by fast, didn't it? Connecticut Stash there. And that is the Connecticut Stash. It's the Polka Jamboree. Ah, for Pete's sake, say the words in the right order. Gosh, anyway, here we are in the middle of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. Typical weather, northern Minnesota. Been mostly beautiful. Sunshiny days, white fluffy clouds, and frost and freeze advisories just about every night. But, you know, I'll take that. I have a daughter who lives in Arizona who calls me up. Hi, Dad. It's only 116 here today. And she hates it. And I have a son who lives down in Topeka, Kansas, calls me up, says, hey, Dad, it's 97 here today. What's it there? I'm like, 38. And he's like, we should move home. I'm like, yeah, you could. No one's going to stop you. But apparently there are things that stop them. And then, of course, I have my other daughter who lives up in International Falls, Minnesota, which is as far as you can go without being in Canada. You can actually be in Minnesota and sneeze, and your boogers will land in Canada. That's how close it is. And it's always colder there in the nation's icebox. It's always colder in International Falls. You know, and we've got, you know, we got storms and hurricanes and rain and flooding, and we're just up here going, yep, tomatoes are going to freeze tonight. It's hardly a crisis. Now, this next record... I probably have said this before. I always play, every time the Ron Harvey Orchestra comes around, I play Just Another Polka, like any other polka, every time, because I love that song. In fact, when I saw that I pulled the record off the shelf hours ago getting ready for the show, I got the song stuck in my head already without even playing it. So I'm not going to play it. I'm going to play the waltz on the other side, and it's going to be our official guaranteed one waltz for the show this week, because we always have at least one waltz. You know that by now. And as much as it goes against my own deep, meaningful, internal desires, because I enjoy Just Another Polka by any band that plays it, I'm playing the other side. Here's the Ron Harvey Orchestra. This is the Wisconsin Waltz.
Wisconsin Waltz, favorite song of the pioneer, the beautiful Wisconsin Waltz. Song of my heart on that last final day, when it is time to lay me away, one thing I ask is to let them play the beautiful Wisconsin Waltz. Little sweetheart, my complete heart beats for you when we dance together, the beautiful Wisconsin Waltz. I remember that September before love turned into an ember, we danced to the Wisconsin Waltz. Summer ended, we intended that our lives then would both be blended, but somehow our planning turned false. Memory now sings a dream song, our faded love theme song, the beautiful Wisconsin Waltz.
Ah, the beautiful Wisconsin Waltz, the Ron Harvey Orchestra, here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us, having fun, spinning the old-time records for you again this week. What do we got over here? Oh, the Skaya Sisters with the Casinos. I don't think I've played this one before either.
The record still looks like it's brand new and it gets 50 years old if it's a day. I shouldn't say that. I'll make the Skaya sisters feel old. Anyway, it's the Stash Cash Polka. Yes, they're going to sing it in Polish. So some of you will know what's going on.
Za tej firaneczki okienka tego wyglądała Kasia, Stasia swojego. Wyglądała go długie godziny, skoro do niej przyjdzie na zaręczyny. Wyglądała go długie godziny, skoro do niej przyjdzie na zaręczyny. Nareszcie Stasieńka ona ujrzała, zaraz jej w serduszku radość nastała. Cóżeś tak późno przyszedł Stasieńku, ja 4 godziny stałam w okienku. Cóżeś tak późno przyszedł Stasieńku, ja 4 godziny stałam w okienku. Nie da mi Kasieńko z tobą się schodzić. Nie czaci Kasi tobie teściowej, jeszcze ty nie odbył służby wojskowej. Nie czaci Kasi tobie teściowej, jeszcze ty nie odbył służby wojskowej. Droga moja Kasiu, plan się nam zmienił. Mama krzyczy na mnie, byś się nie żenił. Muszę jej słuchać, wojsko wysłużyć. Za 2 roczki z tobą Kasieńko żenić. Muszę jej słuchać, wojsko wysłużyć. Za 2 roczki z tobą Kasieńko żenić.
There's the Skaya sisters along with the Casinos. And if you're bewildered, it's because you're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Why don't I ever hear any new polka bands on your show? Because they didn't make any records. They make CDs and downloads mostly. We only play records here on the Zumpa Hour, which means we play a lot of great music that you can't even get anymore. Because that happens a lot. You know, a polka band isn't like, you know, Taylor Swift. They don't make millions of records, and a lot of them never got reissued on CDs. A lot of them did. Tons of them did. But a lot of them didn't, especially some of the smaller bands that maybe only pressed up a couple hundred records at some point in their career. And so they're just not out there. And we're glad to be spinning them here on the Zumpa Hour. Every now and then we hit a record that's a little crunchy, but that adds to the authenticity, the patina, they say, in the world of antiques. If you have an antique that's all crummy, it's like, oh, that's patina. It's worth more. Right, here's Elmer Scheid and his band. It says his band. It's his very own band. This is Under the Double Eagle. We'll be right back. Mershide and the Band there, Under the Double Eagle. Everybody knows that one here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're just cooking our way through a stack of records here. That means I must not be yapping as much as normal. What do you want to know about? What do you want me to tell you about? Sorry we don't discuss politics on this show. That's one thing. It's a nice break. Whether you're pro or anti or for or against or left or right or up or down, we don't care because we don't talk about it on this show. A nice break from all that stuff, huh? All right, Little Richard and his Polk All-Stars over here. Let me see if I can remember what song it is. Oh, yeah, it's Danny's Polka. I was trying to remember without cheating and spinning the record around so I could read the label because that would be unprofessional.
Danny Rustinkowski, he's our Dan, he's our man, Danny Rustinkowski, he's our ways, he's our means, Danny Rustinkowski, let's all yell, shout like hell, Danny Rustinkowski. Daniel Pan, Daniel Rostenkowski, on nasz syn, on nasz brat, Daniel Rostenkowski, on nasz pan, on nasz król, Daniel Rostenkowski, krzyczmy raz, jeszcze raz, Daniel Rostenkowski.
There you go, Danny's Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, the music of Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars, as we just continue sailing our way through the stack of great records, mostly 45s on the show this week. For those of you that reminisce about the good old days of playing vinyl all the time, that's what we do here on the show each and every week. Ralph Huttmaker and the orchestra now, and here's the 10-10 Polka.
Polka 10-10 WJSW.
There you go, Ralph Huttmaker and the band there. And the 1010 Polka, that's back when WMIN in Minneapolis, St. Paul was WJSW, then became WMIN. Back when I worked there about 1,000,000,000,000,000 years ago. Wow, that was several lifetimes ago. Holy cow. Anyway, let's get back to the records here on the Oompa Hour. Still got a few to go here in the show. Got plenty of time to spin a few more. Here's Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. We all know the Julita Polka.
Julita, boya Julita, boya Julita, she's the one for me. The talking, she is my honey, she's got the money. Boya Julita, boya Julita, boya Julita, she's the one for me. Moya Julita, Moya Julita, she's the one for me.
All right, there you have it there. It's Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys and the Julita Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show on a record, the sleeve of which I have taken some notes on for some parts. For, if you remember this, back in the 60s and 70s, you used to buy a reverb unit that you might, like, put in your car, go under the dash, or you buy it to hook up to your stereo or your hi-fi, and you could hook up an extra speaker, and it would create reverb effects to make it sound like you're in a concert hall or a tunnel. And I have one that needs some repairs, and I was working on it during the week, and I was like, oh, I need some parts here. And I quick grabbed the only pencil I could find, and the only thing I could find to write on was this record. So on the sleeve it says I need 50 volt 330 microfarad capacitors, so I better not lose that record because it apparently has my shopping list on it. Oh, man, here we go with more from the Oompa Hour. It's Eddie LaPagna and the Polka Masters. Here's the Melanie Polka. Thank you. There you go. Eddie LaPagna there and his Polka Masters and the Melanie Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. If I left out anything important to me, I told you how to get in touch with us. You know, like email, oompahour@aol.com. I play the records. I did one of the commercials. I still got to do another commercial, but we'll wait another record for that at least. I feel like I'm leaving something out. It seems like it's too easy this week. Is that even possible? I don't know. Let's do a Cousin Fuzzy record. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, as a matter of fact. And I always like Cousin Fuzzy records. I don't know why. They just have a certain nice, big, open sound. And this is the Peppy Pepper Polka. What if they ever did commercials for Dr. Pepper? And now the Peppy Peppers for Dr. Pepper. No, I don't think so. Anyway, here's Cousin Fuzzy. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're going to take a little break here. We'll come back, spin a couple more before we wrap things up for the week.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
I just got an alert here from the National Weather Service. Guess what? We have another freeze warning for tonight. Yeah, just came over the computer here. So, hey, anybody have an anniversary this week or last week or in the vicinity of this particular program? I almost never play the anniversary polka. Just happen to have a version of it up this week. And it's by Happy Louie. And I only know that because somebody wrote it on the pen with a, on the marker, on the record label, jeez, with a pen because the name was left off, apparently, when they printed the labels. Happy Louie, anyway. Here's the anniversary polka, and a happy anniversary to you, since I probably haven't played this for more than a year. If any of you have celebrated an anniversary in the last year, this one is for you.
Nasze rodzice, długo lat już minęło, jak dwa serca kochające sobie śluby składało, jak dwa serca kochające sobie śluby składało. Kościele leży w pierwszu brali, było tam gości wiele. Wyjdzie nam drodzy państwo do wesela drugiego. Wyjdzie nam drodzy państwo do wesela drugiego.
Ah, there you go, the anniversary polka. There's Happy Louie. Here on Tim's Hoompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. So there you go. Let's squeak one more in here. Let's go to a legendary accordion player. I guess technically we would say he's an accordionist. That sounds fancy. You know him from the Lawrence Welk Show. Star of stage, screen, television, worldwide accordion traveling, accordion playing, whatever. Let's wrap it up this week with On the Accordion, which is the name of the song. And his instrument, Myron Florin, here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
We'll be right back.
There you go, Myron Florin, and that is actually called On the Accordion here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And look at the old clock on the wall. And it says, hey, Demi, it's about time for you to shut up. So I'm going to pack up my records and get out of here. And I'll start digging out another stack for next week's presentation. So join me then, because there's a lot of records to be played.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.